This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Newly released figures from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency show ozone levels in Colorado Springs peaked above federal health limits. However, CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says this does not mean the city will face stiffer regulations on the dangerous lung irritant.
The springs peaked over what the EPA considers the safe threshold during an average from 2020 through 2022. The agency has the discretion to designate the city as being in non-attainment with the Clean Air Act, but EPA Regional Air and Radiation Director Adrienne Sandoval says the new data instead begins a dialogue.
We can provide technical advice and support, including any tools that we have or resources to help put plans into place to make sure that they don't go over these standards.
Meanwhile, Metro Denver is considered a severe violator of the EPA's ozone standards. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Historic preservation projects in southeastern Colorado are getting some $2.3 million in state funds. The Garcia School in Costilla County, Fox Theater in Walsenburg, and Boggsville Historic Site in Bent County are among them. History Colorado's Patrick Eidman says they look for historically significant sites when awarding grants.
We're also looking for projects that just have a strong public benefit, you know, wherein these buildings can really continue to serve their communities.
Eidman says the grants can help with everything from planning to execution. History Colorado is an underwriter of KRCC. Come find more at CPR.org.